Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Five calls says it all. You can call 1-800-330-9999. Tell me if you agree with me or my husband. This is what happened the other night.
So we were eating our delicious Chinese food, and then what happened?
I thought I bit into a chicken bone, but it was a real tiny little chicken bone, and it really poked me, and it wasn't a chicken bone.
What was it?
It was a piece of metal.
Like a toothpick size of metal, right?
It was bigger. It was like wire that like holds chicken together or something.
And then afterwards, you kept complaining that you tasted metal in your mouth.
Yes.
Now, why didn't you continue eating all the delicious Chinese food? Because I knew you were very hungry.
Because it was no longer delicious Chinese food. It was metal-tasting Chinese food, and I was disgusted.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, let's be clear. I understand that mistakes happen, and there's, like, things that end up in your food when you order takeout
sure.
or at a restaurant that doesn't be there. And like, you know, I'm a restaurant kid. My parents own restaurants. I grew up there. I understand. It happens.
It seems scary, though, to think about the metal being used. I just imagine chicken in shackles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not that I feel super guilty about that because I'm going to eat the chicken anyways, but, you know, but it's still. Okay, so, you know,
things
happen.
Who's arresting chickens?
Well, that's after you're shackling them as you're sending them to their death. I figure death is quick and easy.
But Paul, so this is the whole thing. Paul was starving. Like, he was so hungry. Like,
right.
Every 5 minutes, is the Chinese here yet? Is the Chinese food here yet? And,
right.
You know, finally, when, like, we heard the doorbell, like, go off.
He runs.
Like, it runs, you know?
And did they get the extra soy sauce? Great!
We were literally having a conversation about how delicious it was.
Right?
When all of a sudden, he's like, and he pulls out this shard of metal.
Oh, my gosh.
But now, here's the difference between me and Paul, which I've learned. I just kept eating and didn't blink an eye. I go, oh, my God, that stinks. Oh,
right.
You okay? Yeah, you okay?
You figure he's just going to throw the metal down on the napkin and you carry on.
He stopped eating. I was like, you're done? He's like, I can't eat anymore after that. I go, what are you talking about? Now, when you find something in your food, I understand, like, it's problematic that there's a large shard of metal in your Chinese takeout.
Yeah, it's not good. It gets in your intestines.
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor. It could be bad.
But wouldn't you keep eating? Like, you put it to the side. Am I gross? Am I nasty?
I'd have to see the piece of metal.
Imagine a toothpick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A toothpick made of metal.
Yeah.
That is what he pulled out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And as he was pulling it out,
yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh, because it just kept coming.
Right, like a magician with
right?
the handkerchiefs, right? It's just one of those tricks.
But it did not stop me to continue shoveling my sesame chicken in my mouth.
The best part is you probably didn't even look down.
No.
Like, you didn't even look at your container. You're just shoveling it in your mouth with reckless abandon. Now, he didn't, like, take a fork and then decide that he's going to, like, poke through it and see whether or not the rest was clear. He just stopped eating it.
He just stopped eating.
Oh, my gosh.
And now I understand, like, all right, maybe for a second you have to take a second and be like, this happened.
Right.
I'm going to get on with my life.
But who knows?
It was really good. It was delicious Chinese takeout.
Right.
What would you do? Five calls says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Would you continue your meal or would you do like Paul and just quit? He's a quitter. That's what he is. Five calls says it all. You're going to decide who was right in the situation. What would you do? Over the weekend, my husband and I had ordered delicious Chinese food. And we got it and we were enjoying it and actually talking about how good it is. And all of a sudden, out of his mouth, he pulls a large metal piece of metal.
It's like a shard of metal.
Yeah.
Right.
It was really long and pointy. It looked like a toothpick that was made of metal. And he's horrified. And I was like, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Right.
And he was like, yeah, I'm okay. And then he stopped eating. And I'm like, wait a minute.
And he's trying to decide whether or not he had already ingested one at that point. It's possible.
Well, he was just so disgusted by the whole thing that he could no longer eat. Now, that would never stop me in a million years. I would pull it out. Am I good? Let me look through the rest of this food. Not in there. Continue on my way.
Incidentally, when this happened and Paul pulled this large piece of metal out of his food, out of his mouth, Anna never even checked her own plate, though. Just kept eating it.
Just kept eating.
New Chinese place.
Delicious.
Food tastes great.
What do you do? Do you continue eating when you find something in your food? Five calls says it all. Hi, Anna and Raven.
No, absolutely not.
Even if it's metal, so it's not like a bug where the guts might be somewhere else. Like,
the metal has no guts?
Right.
You're still not eating it?
No.
She genuinely seemed disgusted with it.
Anna and Raven, five calls says it all. Are you continuing to eat your food when you find something in it?
No way, and I probably wouldn't eat there ever again.
Oh, come on. Ever again?
It
we're just talking about how delicious it was.
And the udon noodles were $3 cheaper than the other place we order from.
If I find something gross in my food, I'm done.
I'm going to be real with both of you. I'm probably weeding through the rest, and if I can recognize it as food, I'm going to eat it. But I'm also going to call and tell them politely, because they might hold a grudge about the metal in my food and then expect a $25 comp.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I want the next one on the house.
I feel like they've been through enough. Let them just...
They've been through enough. Who knows what happened? They dropped the metal in there. Somebody could be dead back there.
Okay. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Five calls says it all. Would you continue eating after finding something in your food?
No. I'm totally on Paul's side. If I find a bone in my fish, I will not eat. But at a Chinese restaurant at one point, I bit into an egg roll, and it had a big rubber band.
See, they didn't keep their chicken in handcuffs there. They didn't use metal there. They used a rubber band. It's the same thing. Apparently, chickens are breaking out every once in a while in these areas. Right. Let me ask you a question. If your partner found something in their food, or whoever you were eating with found something in their food, though, and yours looked okay to you, would you keep eating it?
If we had the same thing, no, I wouldn't.
But if they had a C4 and you had a C11, it's on.
Yeah. Five calls says it all. Would you keep eating if you found something in your food?
Absolutely not. Something similar, you know, happened to me. It was a piece of glass from a wine bottle when they cooked with it. And I took a bite and I bit into glass and I stopped eating. And that was it. No more eating.
Yeah, I mean, glass would terrify me. Somebody might be trying to murder you.
Well, because glass is different because there could be shards of it still in there. There could be other pieces.
Yes.
The metal is self-contained. It's like no one's listening.
Self-contained.
Right.
It stabs you. Right. You know that knives are made with metal, right?
I went right into his chicken and eggplant. Didn't even stop me. Anna and Raven, five calls says it all. Would you have continued to eat?
I would not have eaten not another bite. It would have gone in the trash so fast, and I probably would have run into the bathroom to vomit.
Okay.
Vomit.
Right, yeah.
Strong reaction. That's boneless spare ribs you're wasting there. All right. Come on.
All right. So now one of you agreed. All right. Get it. I guess you would not continue to eat it if you found something in your food.
I feel like no witnesses. They're changing their mind. I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. But what did you find in your food? That nasty thing you found that one time? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. It's next. Over the weekend, we ordered Chinese takeout, and it was delicious. My husband takes a bite of his chicken and eggplant, and he gets this horrified look on his face, and he pulls out of his mouth this, it looks like a toothpick, but it's made of metal. It's real sharp. And he immediately stops eating, and I'm like, what? That's it? Now you're not going to eat anymore?
Yeah. Anna finished hers, but the real question we're on to now is, what did you find in your food?
Exactly, because it happens all the time. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
My husband was chewing on a dinner while we were out at a restaurant, and there was a tip of a glove in his dish.
Yep.
Chewing on, realized it was rather rubbery, and had to discard of it.
Right, right. There's nothing like when you spit it out, it's like that's a blue or a clear latex glove.
Yeah.
You're immediately transported in your mind back to the ER.
Yeah.
And it was good until you were chewing on that piece.
Yeah.
It would have been better if he just swallowed and said to himself, it's calamari.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, Raven, what'd you find in your food?
I had a large rusty screw in the bottom of my Chinese food. Luckily, I ate the majority of it, and then I found the screw, and then I threw it away.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the ideal situation, because at that point, you've already consumed all the delicious food, and that's like when you're already full and debating whether you're just going to go for it or not. It's like, all right, I guess I'll stop now.
Well, maybe you slow down for a minute, too, and you think, I'm going to pay attention the next time I use the bathroom. I may have to go to the ER.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What'd you find in your food?
Oh, and then Raven, be careful what you ask for. You're going to be grossed out by this one.
Okay.
I bit into a macaroni salad, and there was something hard in there, and I pulled it out, and I'm staring at it, and it suddenly became very clear to me that it was a tooth.
No.
Oh, no.
No, no.
No, that's not. Come on.
A tooth?
How?
Like an animal tooth or a human tooth?
I think it was a human tooth.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I was staring at it, and I was like, this seems familiar. And I turned it around, and there was only one thing it could be. It was so gross.
Oh, my gosh. So a baby tooth or an adult tooth?
What happened to the rest of the person?
Gosh, I didn't take it to the lab.
Oh.
What happened to the rest of the person in the pasta machine?
Terrible.
Somebody got to go over there. Somebody's got to get there and check out the machinery there.
Oh.
Needless to say, I got a free meal that day.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you pull out of your mouth?
Oh, my God. This is so gross. But I was eating some lettuce, and I could feel something a little slimy in there, and I pulled a frog out of my mouth.
Ah!
It was dead, but...
You put a frog in your mouth?
That's why you don't use ranch dressing, man. It's like smokescreen in a salad. You can't see nothing.
I wasn't even really looking, and I was just eating it. It was really gross. It must have been in the bag of lettuce.
But how big was the frog? I mean, I feel like you have
It was a little tiny one.
Oh, gosh. It's awful. It's little claws in your mouth.
It's like a salad calamari. It's just a little chewy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to forget that. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you pull out of your mouth when you were eating?
I was out in Vegas, and I found a fake acrylic nail in my pasta.
That sounds par for the course in Vegas, right?
That doesn't gross me out that much. Is it weird that I don't think that that's that nasty?
In Vegas, you just throw a little bit more booze on it and go right back to pulling a machine anyways.
I still think I'd take another bite of the rigatoni.
Right. Be like, I'm not waiting. Mm. I got to wait. I'm going back. I got places to be.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint. Batteries.
Tools. Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned goods stuff.
Shop back supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save